Well, hello, everybody. This is Marilyn O'Malley. And welcome to Embodied Happiness and Prosperity Radio Show. And my programming is working slowly, so just give me 1 minute here. I'm setting everything up so I can be fully with you. Okay. So this is Embody Happiness and Prosperity Radio Show. And this is directed towards creative, pioneers, sensitive, who are entrepreneurs and professionals looking to have a community here, resources, and receive information that helps you get clear on what is limiting you from living a wealthy, successful, healthy, having loving relationships and a business, a career that you desire. So the reason I do this and I'm so passionate about doing this is you can't transform what you don't know exists, and we only know what we know. And that's why having others that bring their shared information with you is important. And I look at that as one of my jobs that I love to do here on Earth. And with awareness, you can shift your limitations to infinite possibilities. So then you're not limited. So we cover and not limited to working with your mindset and prosperity, happiness, business, wealth, empowerment, the laws of the universe. We work with the mind, body, spirit, chakras, health, relationships, love, vows and beliefs, blocks, energy, spirituality, and celebrating you and your uniqueness and your service to humanity. So thank you so much for taking the time to be here. And today is, we're going to be talking about something that is near and dear to my heart and the work that I do, and it's Heal Your Inner Child. And we're going to cover four things today. One is you're going to learn how healing your inner child will positively transform your life and calm your nervous system down, that fight, flight, or freeze part of your brain. And you're also going to learn why your inner child needs some extra loving and attention, and how traumas and programming are affecting the results of your wealth, health, relationships, and business and career. And I'm going to take you through an exercise today so you can experience for yourself a healing on with your inner child. So, and the other thing I do want to share with you is that I am creating a Heal Your Child class, a training, which is 8 weeks long, and I'll be talking more about that. But and this whole experience, what we go through today, will be giving you a brief introduction to how powerful and how important it is to be working with your inner child. So, let's see. I have a feeling. Let's take a moment here and close your eyes, not if you're driving, please. And close your eyes. And have your feet on the ground. And be sitting straight up if you can. And take a moment to turn your attention inward. Put it on yourself. Turn your attention to yourself, your body, what you're feeling. And a lot of people are afraid to stop and be quiet and listen. But actually, if you do, you'll calm yourself down. You'll feel more grounded. So just take a moment here with me. Turn that energy inward, your attention. And you can do that by just putting your attention on your breath or even following your heartbeat. Let yourself follow the inhalation and the exhalation. And as you do that, you might even then start to feel your body pulse. You might feel your heartbeat in your hands or down in your toes. And let your awareness fully be embodied in your body. And then I want you to imagine that at the bottoms of your feet, energetically, I want you to imagine that bottoms of your feet open up and roots start growing down into the earth. And they can grow way, 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 way down into center, into the center of the earth. And imagine that Mother Earth is down below with her arms spread open, receiving you, receiving your energy. And then she's also going to be feeding and nourishing you through those roots. But as those roots grow deeply, feel your connection. Feel how grounding that is. Then I want you to imagine that there's a cylinder of light all the way around you and that runs through you. And the cylinder of light goes to about 3 or 4 feet into the ground below you and then rises up around you thousands and thousands of miles up, out into space, up into the other dimensions, up into, it's connecting into your higher self, it's connecting into the quantum field, into everything that is all to God or Source, whatever you want to call it. And that energy is being exchanged down through you. So anything that you desire to know is available to you. You are supported and guided by that energy. And it's constantly moving, moving down, coming down and going all the way into Mother Earth. And the Mother Earth energy is coming up and rising up and coming out of your top of your head like a waterfall going back down into the earth. And so there's just this cycle. Imagine this cycle of nourishing, loving, healing, all-knowing energy circulating through every cell of your body and all around you. Imagine that energy coming down and raining all around you, clearing away your all of the gunk and energy that you've picked up of other people, of other circumstances, of events, of the energies of the world that are not yours. Just imagine letting go. Imagine saying, I let go of all this energy that is not mine. And just let that wash away. Let that be cleansed from your body. Or let that energy go back to the owners of that energy. That you're not responsible for it. And just by the intention of letting it go, let go of everybody's energy that is not your own. Let it be cleared by this cylinder of beautiful Source energy, healing, loving, rejuvenating energy, and move down into Mother Earth where she'll transmute it and let her energy rise up, coming up and nourishing what is you. Imagine that like Mother Earth is like the Source, she helps to ignite the fire within as well as Source energy, meeting at that first chakra. Put your attention at that first chakra now. Feel that foundation connected into the earth. Feel that being supported by the energy we want to come back into our bodies. Very important. Right now, we're just calming you down. Just notice how calm you feel compared to when you start. How grounded you feel. Again, let go of anybody else's energy. Just sort of scan your body. Scan the energy around you. Just if there feels like there's anything that's not you, just let it wash away or send it back to itself. Back all the energy. Just because you're disconnecting from other people's and other animals' energy, people you don't even know, world events that are happening, you want to be keeping and managing your energy and not taking on all those other people's energy, because you can imagine you manage yours and keep that energy clear and high, meaning feeling healthy, vibrant, engaged, loving. You are helping the planet more managing your energy from this space than it is than getting entangled and enmeshed with all of the events that are happening that are disturbing or low dense energy that don't serve any of us. So the more we can hold that higher peace, that we can be in peace and loving and healthy and positive. And that doesn't mean that we're not accepting what we're feeling. Okay. I wanted to get you into this space. I wanted to show you just by doing a few things that you can transform your energy. And so now let's start with heal your inner child. So first I wanted to teach you how healing your inner child will positively transform your life and calm your nervous system. Well, one of the things is that, and I discovered a lot of this through various trainings I've had, but working with my own inner child, because what I noticed was before I took control of me, my inner child was running my life, as I've seen her run a lot of my clients' life. And I'm sure when we talk, when I'm sharing here, you might notice, like, particularly for that highly sensitive, that, you know, our inner child is our intuitive. She's the one that's out in front, or he. A lot of times I'll say she just because I'm a she. So I'm meaning either the masculine or the feminine. So they're out in front wanting to make us safe. So they're like reading the energy constantly. They're like leading and guiding us. And a lot of our inner child has been programmed from conception to about 7 years old. There's no consciousness. And so you're like a sponge. And you just take in all the things in your environment, your parents, their energy, their belief system, the extended family from there, brothers or sisters, whatever their energetic things were going on, the culture, what are the cultural beliefs, religious beliefs, friends and family, education, how people treated you, how they treated themselves. You just took in and you just observed, and you by your environment, how your parents ran your household. What were the rules? What were the things that, as a family, that your tribe, what are the tribal rules of the family? How did they vote? Do you, what were their perceptions of the world? Perceptions of themselves. Perceptions of themselves as men. Perceptions of themselves as women. How did they see things? What were the traditions that were passed down? And you take on all of that as a child as being the truth. And you take it in and you mix it up, however your mind works or whatever your circumstances were, and you put things together. Now, depending on traumas that you might have had, things that were disturbing to you and shocked you, and depending on what happened and the circumstances, then you create these ideas for yourself. You start then, from all the information that's in you, this pot of information that is brewing inside of you that still you have not organized, you start to then organize into beliefs and vows. And vows are very deep beliefs, unconscious beliefs that you don't even know you're making. You start to form your perceptions of the world. And those things are depending on what you believe that you know about yourself and your world, influences the directions you will take, the risks that you will take or the risks that you don't take, the actions that you take or don't take. Inaction is an action, is a choice. So all of your choices are made from this mishmash of information that you've accumulated as a child. Now, depending on, too, whether you feel safe in the world or you don't feel safe in the world, there's a survival instinct that we get when we first, it's the first part that we're, why we take on this information. It's like, to survive, I need to be part of this tribe or this family. And so that's why you take on, okay, what does my unconsciously, you're like, I have to fit in. I have to be part of this. And what do I have to do that? And what are the beliefs and what are the rules? And because that is your survival. And as you do that, then it becomes, if you don't play that part, if you don't act that way, it feels dangerous to you. There's certain things in your mind that you have as consequences. So that inner child, as you're growing up in age, unless that inner child is interacted with and appreciated and there's a conversation with, the child pretty much stays in that survival mode and is, imagine that like that child's out in front of you. Like, it's seeing things before you do. So, and to me, that inner child is a lot of that programming is your subconscious mind. And so that subconscious mind means that these are things that you're doing habitually without thinking. There's not real thought into it, even though you think, but it's really being, your thought is being directed from these programs. And from the training that you've had in your environment so far. So that is what is leading your life. It is unconsciously telling you where to look. You know, here's what we believe. And so imagine whatever you believe and you're looking for is like a figure, it's like you're holding a flashlight, right? And so you're shining this flashlight. So it's like if you believe that you have little opportunity because there is nowhere for you to go in your life because of where you live and the circumstances that you've been under, that you feel like you're not good enough. so there isn't going to be opportunity. So who would give you a break, right? And so your flashlight is shining on that little spot. So just imagine that little spot is where the flashlight, and yet imagine that little flashlight, like your life, somebody was sharing this, I think somebody who experienced death, I can't remember her name right now, but she was talking about that we see so little of our life. And if you imagine that your whole life was like a warehouse, but you were standing in the middle of a warehouse and it's absolutely pitch black, just pitch black, you can't see anything. And all you have is a little flashlight, so you can only see where the flashlight is. Well, what if all of a sudden you turned on, the floodlights came on in the warehouse, and this warehouse was so much bigger than you ever imagined that it could be. And there were things in that warehouse that you had never seen and could not ever have imagined before. Colors that you had never seen before, inventions, ideas, concepts, you know, just everything beyond your imagination, and then things that were very familiar. And so that's like your life, you know. So this inner child has this particular vision where she or he is just, this is how it is, because they don't know anything else. They don't know better. They don't know that there's a whole world out there that they have no idea about, that's available to them. And so they just keep looking. You know, it would be like choosing to look only for the color green. And that flashlight is just going to look at everything green. But then you're not seeing any of the blues or the yellows or the reds or the oranges. So that is part of why it's important for your inner child to get some attention and to heal it. Then the healing comes in the way of working with the negative and limiting beliefs that child took on, that they can only work with what the flashlight is shining on, right? It's like that's all that's available to you. And part of the healing is like, oh my gosh, no, there's infinite possibilities for you. And then also like the flashlight might be shining on, I'm not safe. I'm not safe in this world as a female, or I'm not safe in this world to show up as me. So we're not going to take any risks. We're not going to put ourselves out there. So again, healing that part of you and understanding that, yes, as a child, you were not safe on your own. You were not, and so learning how you can create a safe world, and that's an inside job, not an outside job, although there are circumstances for that, yes. And then also to share with you how healing your inner child will calm down that nervous system, that fight or flight or freeze part of your brain, reptilian part of your brain. So there's any time that you feel in danger, that that sends off signals to your brain that depending on how you, whether you freeze or whether you flee or whether you fight, that's going to be your response to life. Now, your danger at that point have been in relation to yourself as a child. So now working with the adult coming in and the child, the adult, you, working with your inner child, you can tell your child that you're going to take care of them, that they're safe. You're going to be responsible for them. And you start setting up, you as the adult, start taking care and nurturing that inner child. That inner child can start to relax. We start to clear up the limiting ideas negative programming that you've had that keep triggering that fight or flight, danger, danger part of your brain, so then you can move forward without feeling overwhelmed and stressed. So those are some of the hows. And those will all be covered, again, in my course, in my 8-week course, because each, and I work with each of the chakras, so we've got, the how of the healing of the inner child deals with, we'll get into the why too here, but it deals with, safety, loyalty, your competence, your self-esteem, your feelings of worthiness, your feelings that you, who you are and how valuable you are in the world. It affects your idea of having to be perfect in the world and about speaking your truth. There's a lot here. I'm going to go back to that, but I want to share one thing I heard Carolyn Mice say the other day, which applies to this too. She said, think that around 7 years old, that every child has had an initiation, a self-initiation, and there's some act at around 7 years old that we do that's a no-no. We either like steal or lie. We do something. And something that's like we know is a real no-no. And then the next thing that happens is you get caught, and then somebody asks you, did you do this? And she said, this is a determining factor in our lives as a child, is that so you hear a voice in you that tells you to tell the truth. So in this experience, whatever happens after, whether you decide to tell the truth or not, and the consequences that happen from telling the truth imprint what telling the truth is to you. And for a lot of people, telling the truth turns out to be a terrible, frightening thing, because it either ended up in humiliation or great punishment, and it's like, I don't want to ever feel that again, right? Shame. So it's like you do something bad, you feel bad. And so this is where, a lot of people don't want to tell the truth anymore. It's like tell the truth about themselves because they're afraid. They've been programmed as a child that the truth is painful, shameful, humiliating, and frightening. And yet, so this is one of the places that needs to be healed, is like to understand and let you start telling the truth about yourself right now, about the truth about, like, I feel like shit, I don't feel confident, I don't feel worthy, I don't, unless you look at these things and see them and approach them, then you can't transform them. And a lot of what's happening today is pulling the truth out, asking people to really rise above. And, and the truth, really, again, that's the whole awakening of this inner child and the experience in the adult saying, I'm going to support you. I'm going to keep you safe. I'm going to nurture and nourish you. And we're going to play in this life together. you know, helps you become more honest. And like, if you recognize that people that have gotten sick or had, you know, big challenges in their life, the thing that happens, right, that their breakthrough, that oh my God, I, you know, that this challenge, this illness, or the devastation, or you know, losing it all, losing the business, losing money, losing a marriage, whatever, hitting the rock bottom, a lot of times has been really transformative for them, because what happens is it wakes them up, so they get to see all the lights go on in the warehouse. They get to see, oh my God, there's so much more to life than what I was thinking. Why was I beating myself up? There's no need for that. Why was I thinking da 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 da? You know, so it's like they get a chance. They take the opportunity to really grow and discover new things about themselves that are incredible. So why your inner child needs some extra loving, and how traumas and programming are affecting your wealth, health, relationships, and business. So that is, so that child needs to know there's a bigger playing ground than it's been on. It needs to know that you're going to pay attention, because this is to yourself. This is loving. This is nurturing. You are, you know, that inner child is, by giving her or him the compassion, the love that they didn't get as a child, helps them grow up, helps them feel safe, slows down that fight or flight. Dealing with the traumas of abuse and the programming that went on then, the vows that you make, I will never be abused again. Well, then everybody becomes a predator in your life. You never can relax. You're always under stress, and you're not trusting. So by healing that little girl or that little boy, and learning that you are much more powerful than you think you are, than you're feeling at this moment, because you're letting that little girl run the show and she hasn't been attended to, really then helps you to feel more expanded, to see more opportunities and possibilities, to be excited about your life rather than worrying about survival, rather than worrying, you know, being in that fight or flight or freeze and not being able to move forward in this, like, expansive place. So, like, how can we play here, right? The little kid grows up to a certain point, you know, to become much more acclimated to and aligned with that, with how she came into the world, worthy, good enough, with all her excitement and passions, and he too. So releasing these vows, releasing these limited energy, what it does is it will allow the true you to bubble up. It will, and the true you is magnificent and brilliant. And it will naturally flow through you and out into the world then. You won't have all these blocks. You won't have this like, oh my God, no, I can't go. You know, I'm going to fail, or I'll be humiliated, or it's not safe. That won't come up. Your world starts forming through you from that first chakra. Am I safe? What do I want to create in my world? And it flows through you, forming. So it flows through you, and it keeps moving up. And as the, you know, particularly starting at that safety, is it safe to be truly you? And like Carolyn Mike was saying, depending on your circumstances as to how you could show up truthfully and speak the truth, your experience, and most of us, that was not a good experience. And so we kept finding ways to not be true, and that is the thing that's blocking, happening to block us. So that's like in the first in the first and second, third chakra area. And so if you can't, you're bubbling up, that natural you is starting to bubble up, but if you've got blocks there that it's not safe, we need to break through those. And you can do that by being, by healing this inner child. So, let's see here. And all of that, so this affects your wealth, your idea about, like, it's your thinking, your thoughts, and your emotions and stuff around money. Do you feel like, how do you feel about your income? How do you feel about your debt? How do you feel about your savings? All of those three things, how do you feel about your relationship? How do you feel about yourself? Are you healthy? So you, if none of the, you know, if any of those don't feel good, if there's shame or embarrassment or anger or bitterness, or if there's a battle going on, you know, I'll show them, or you know, they won't, can't get away with this. If there's frustration, sadness, all of that energy is dragging you down. It's keeping you from moving to, it's like having that one spotlight. It's like those feelings, those emotions, and there's thoughts behind it. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. You know, those thoughts are running through your head, and that's just like having that flashlight in the warehouse. We want to flip the lights on so you can see everything. It's not just where you're putting the spotlight, and that is limiting you. It's limiting everything because you're seeing how you have the perspective of how things aren't working and how your life is limited and how it's unsafe and how it's not, how you can't be yourself. And so therefore, if you can't be yourself, then you must not be good enough. You must not be worthy. You must not be lovable. Fill in the blank, whatever it is that you have. But I'm telling you, you can choose this. This is not, you didn't come into the world and because of that programming, that's how your life is. No. That is not, this is not said. Just like a computer can be reprogrammed, so can you. And it doesn't have to be that hard. But you need to be consistent with it and persistent. And that's why we have long periods of time. And that's to work. Like the 8 weeks, that's actually the shortest amount. I wanted to do this in a shorter amount. Usually I do this in 12 weeks. For some reason, I was directed to do it for 8 weeks. And I follow my direction. So I'm going to take you through an experience now. So I want you to get comfortable. And just connect back into where we started, just your feet on the ground, feeling the roots in the ground. Let's just clear. If I triggered anything, just let that energy go. Let my energy go. Anybody else's energy that you picked up on, old memories, all of that, just let it go. Come back into the center of your head, right here, right now. Just imagine pulling all your thoughts from the past back into the center of your head, right here, right now. All of your energy, all of the things that you're looking forward to in the future, your to-do list, your excitement, your worries, pull all of those back into the center of your head right now. Just imagine them. It's like they're all coming into place there. Feel your connection up, 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 up. Get yourself going way up into the cosmos. And feel your breath or your heartbeat. Turn your attention in. And I want you to just connect in, put it with the intention of connecting into love. Let the source energy, God energy, however you want to look at it, energy of love, just be filling your body. Just allow yourself to receive and feel feel whatever it is that you can feel of loving energy right now. Just let your heart open. And know that you're safe. I want the adult you to be taking charge right now. The adult you is in control. You're being mindful. You're present. You're powerful. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a little journey. And this journey is going to be, I want you to go in your mind to some place that feels really safe for you. It could be in your home, in a room, in a church, and outdoors in the woods, or your favorite nature place. I want you to be alone. I want you to, you know, that the environment's safe. You're not going to be disturbed. So in your mind, it's going to be, and it's gorgeous. It's really soothing and healing to you. It expands that energy of love. You just feel nurtured there, wherever that is. It could be a cave, a mountaintop, a campground that you went to, one of your favorite places that you just feel very nourished and supported. And I want you to imagine yourself there, and you're just looking around. You're just taking it in. You're in awe. You're grateful for this moment. You're grateful for all your surroundings and the environment. And as you're looking around, I want you to spot your inner child. Your inner child is out there. And I want you to make your way and with great excitement in seeing your inner child. And they recognize you and they see you. They've been out playing and sort of scouting around. And I want you guys to connect with each other in whatever way, like really let your inner child be her or himself and you the same way. And then go find a place where you can sit down, or if your inner child needs to walk and hold your hand and show you stuff, and if they're very like, oh, look over here and look at that. And so just engage them right now. I think that's the one thing I want. Yeah. So either you can sit down with them on your lap, straddling you right now, and you're looking into their eyes. I want you putting your hands through their hair, holding their hands, whatever. They might stand up on your, they might not want to sit down. They might want to stand and jump on you and, you know, be playing around. It just be with whatever it is right now. Or like I said, they might be walking around with you, showing you things. The whole point right now is for you to just pay great attention to them. Notice what they're saying to you, what they're showing you. And they could be very shy right now, too. They could be very, they don't feel safe coming out. They could be very shy. So I want you to just be sharing with them, like putting your hands on their face. And if you literally need to be moving your hands, go ahead and do that. But look them in the eye and play with their hair and hold their hands and rub their cheeks and talk to them. You know, be present like this is your child. This is your child. But like if it was your baby, it's like put that much attention. Be totally with them in a loving, non-judgmental way. Just with your heart open, with that energy flowing. And the energy, the groundedness and the energy from above is surrounding this child too. And then when it's convenient and it works out, I'm going to give you a little bit more time. Then everybody, you know, find a place to sit down and have the child sit on your lap and straddle your saddle facing you. And again, you are the adult with this child. And now, I want you to share with this child, yourself, what they want to hear. What didn't they hear? What do they need to hear? How beautiful, how handsome, how smart, how brilliant, how magnificent, you know? And don't feel strange doing this. This is, you know, like, just give yourself what you didn't receive, how loving they are, how creative, how innovative, you know, but how sensitive, and oh my gosh, how much we need that. I want you to gush over them right now. Again, looking in their eyes, or if they're shy, as playing with their hands, running your hands through their fingers, your fingers through their hair, or playing with their hair, or rubbing their back, or rocking them, whatever. It might not even be words, but this is like, you can't say the words, just have the feeling. Whatever it is. And it might be that it could be all different ages too. They might not straddle. You might be having a little baby right now that just needs that energy of it being nurtured as an infant. A baby. And it could be that you have a 12-year-old sitting on your lap. Doesn't matter. Whoever showed up is perfect. You're being an adult parent to yourself right now. So, I want you to now ask your child, and if your child can't speak, just feel it. See if you can hear it intuitively or feel it. Just let whatever comes in come in, but ask them what you need to know. What do you need to know about them right now? What do they need from you? What are they wanting from you, needing from you as the adult, as the nurturer? And again, keep your attention on them. Keep holding their hands, running your hands through their hair, or rubbing them, or rocking them. And then if it's something that you can give them right now, give it to them. You know, if they want to hear something, if they're just saying, I want you to listen to me, I want you to pay attention to me, you know, do that. I want loving, I want you to give me kisses all over my face, I want you to love me more, I want you to treat me better, I don't want you to yell at me anymore, you know, whatever that is. And I want you to reassure them, and I want you to reassure them only if it is the truth for you. I don't want you, please do not lie to this child, because this child knows. You know, this is where it starts to get honest and truthful. And this is where you start to learn that the truth heals. And you can be honest with them and say, I didn't know. You know, I'm just learning. I'm sorry. So one of the most healing prayers and healing thing that you can do for your inner child and for yourself is the Ho'oponopono prayer. And you can say to that child, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for whatever. And you don't have to say what you're sorry for, but you can. But I'm sorry for thinking you were less than. I'm sorry for thinking you weren't good enough. I'm sorry for not thinking you were unworthy. I'm sorry for thinking, you know, you're fat or not good enough or spoiled or whatever it is that comes up for you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. And you can do that right now. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. And if there's tears coming, let the tears come. Just let the emotions run through. Just keep saying that. And rock them. And let them know that you care. And then see if there's something else they have to say. What do they need from you? What are they desiring? And pay attention, because that's what you're going to give them every day. Every day, it's not just at these moments. It's every day you're going to be paying attention to that inner child. You don't have to bring them out this way. They'll be within you, and you'll see, and you can just talk to them. You can honor them. If they want to play, go play. Or let them out to play. But the healing part starts. And it starts with you too, so it's not, it's between you and the child. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. So I'm going to take it one more step. So in the work that I do in the 8-week healing, we go through the different chakras. And like I said, the first chakra has to do with safety and loyalty to the family. Safety, security, loyalty, survival, our instinct, everything that's solid in your life. And the one thing that this child needs is to know that it's safe. And as the adult parent, can you tell your child in whatever way that you want to tell that they are no, that you will keep them safe. They do not need to worry about being safe. That they can calm down, that they can relax, that you are going to take care of them as the adult, that they will be safe. You will protect them. You will take care of them. They will be provided for. They will be loved. They don't need to be out constantly scanning in front of you to see what danger is coming. So in whatever manner you need to share that with them right now. And you can even do a Ho'oponopono, I'm sorry. You haven't felt safe, that you've had to work so hard to protect us. But I'm going to do that now. Please forgive me for not knowing. I love you. Thank you. It's precious to me. And I want you to imagine now, we're going to do another type of healing here between, I want you to imagine that first chakra at the base of your spine, and I want you to imagine that that energy is, you know, connected with you and your child. So imagine this ring of energy at your root chakra, your pelvis, that this you know, one of the colors it's related to, but is red. If it's a different color for you, that's fine. But I want you to imagine this, like, red color flowing between the two of you and around the two of you. Like, imagine your first chakra just expanding out with this red color. And it's like a saucer. So it's like a saucer around you. Could you imagine that? And I want you to imagine, too, so we've got this energy from source coming up. And remember, we did the clearing before, clearing of the energy. I want you to imagine, so that red might be kind of a dark red or a rusty red or a muddy brownish red. I want you to imagine that source energy now is flowing down like a shower, like a filter, a cleanser, that it's coming through and it's running through both of you and it's running around both of you. And as it moves through you, it's clearing out all of the energy that is not yours, that was not yours, that has to do with the family tradition and safety, the things that you learned growing up that about not being safe. So it's like washing. You can either think of it as a liquid, like a shower, or you can raise a sun, so like beams of light that are, or sonic energy that is just going through and it's breaking up all of the past agreements that do not serve you as far as safety goes, all of the past family traditions and ways of thinking that do not serve you in knowing that you are a powerful, powerful, you are the creator of your world, and that you are in charge of your life, and that the world is a safe place, and you can create safety in your life, and that you are supported, you are not alone. So letting all of that energy, that healing energy, run through every cell of your body, down through that first chakra, cleansing that energy field, and running around you and cleansing it until you, that color, that vibration is expanded and high and bright and feels like alive and engaged. It could be turned into a flame that's inside of you that feels like it's like you're turned on to life. Spreading a light that can feel bright and warm and grounding and solid. Look in your child's eyes again and hold their hands and ask them, you know, tell them again that you love them, and again that I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, and I will take care of you. I want you to turn them around on your lap so they're facing in the same direction you are. And so it's like heart to heart, so depending on how they are. And I want you to just now like hug them into your body so you become one. Just take a couple breaths here and just feel that energy. Feel yourself aligned now with your inner child. Feel connected to your body. Feel connected to Mother Earth. Feel connected to Source. And you can always talk to your inner child now. You have that connection. Listen to them in one aspect. You know, what do you want? And take care of it. Don't let them lead your life. You are the driver now. They're in the passenger seat in their car seat. They are not driving the car. Okay, you're flipping on the light in that warehouse so that you can see all the opportunities that you've been missing out on. And like a child, let them be like, look at this, with that childlike curiosity. Oh, I wonder what this is. Let that lead you. And let them lead with help you with the intuition and the childlike stuff. It merges. So you're very aligned. You both are working together, not separately. And that you are in charge of being the warehouse and turning those lights on for her or him so that they're not having to use a flashlight and being out there, you know, vigilantly trying to make sure everything's okay and everything's all right and that they're perfect enough so that they will be loved and taken care of. They are already perfect. They are already loved. Everything's there. There's nothing broken. They only had a part of the whole picture. And you're going to share the whole picture. So, be loving and compassionate to yourself. Two, saying to the adult self, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, Thank you. That can be your mantra all day long. Just do your own work. That you only know what you know. Well, I have teachers. I only know what I know, and then they teach me, and then I teach you. So anyway, I want to share with you and start to open your eyes and come back. And if you're interested in my 8-week class, it starts September 9th. You can go to marilynomalley.com. So that's marilynomalley.com. And on the very right-hand side of my front page, it says events. And you can click on there, and it will take you to the Heal Your Inner Child teleclass page that has all the information. It's going to be 8 Thursdays from 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, 5:30 Pacific Time for an hour and a half. I only like to have a small class, so like 10 people maximum, because I like to know who I'm working with. I like to know what you're doing. I pay great attention to making sure that you're working the program. And it shares some of the chakra work. And if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call. My number is not on there, but I'll put my number on there, phone number on there, and give me a call, and I'll answer any of the questions. All the classes will be recorded, so you can go back over this over and over and over again. And I tell you, at the end of 8 weeks, you will be transformed. This is very powerful work. And if you can just, what you experienced right now was very powerful. Well, just imagine 8 weeks of that. And it's important to be consistent and persistent. That helps make the change. And also, you're not alone. You're not alone in this, because it can feel, when you're doing this work, not everybody's becoming conscious and changing their life. So being around like-minded people who are doing this also, and this will change your wealth, your health, your relationships, your business, your career. It can't help but not to. And if you're not interested in working in a group and you want to work with me one-on-one, again, give me a call. So I'll put my phone numbers on my website. All the information is there. And thank you very much. And it's been a pleasure working for you. And I'm so grateful that you're working on yourself, because I know if you've been called, you haven't been called to this call by accident. All right. Take care. Bye.